Hello, this is Dr. Christiane Northrup. Please join me on my Hay House radio show, Flourish, Wednesday mornings on www.hayhouseradio.com, where I'll be talking about how you can learn to experience pleasure, prosperity, and fulfillment beyond your wildest dreams. For more details about my work and how you can adopt a vibrant, healthy lifestyle at any age, please visit my website at www.drnorthrup.com or join me on Facebook, Dr. Christiane Northrup. And now that I'm in the second part of my life, I would like to brag and announce to the world that I have finally figured out the diet thing. I know, isn't it amazing? I think it's amazing. Well, the first thing I want you to do is weigh yourself every day. I'm not kidding. I carry a little scale with me when I travel for the first time in my life so that I don't get on the scale when I come home from a trip and say, how did those 5 pounds get on? Well, now I know. And the minute the scale is up 2 pounds, then I go back to a day of a much decreased food intake and the weight goes back down again. So the first thing is, don't kid yourself. The scale is an external organ, an external sense organ. So that's one trick. The second trick is you really have to decrease sugar in the diet. Sugar comes in the form of alcohol and in the form of brownies and cookies and cakes and so on. And sugar increases beta endorphin in your brain, which is a natural feel-good hormone. So in order to stay on track, you have to have other ways to generate the beta endorphin besides sugar. And that would include exercise, meditation, and sex. So those are three things you can do instead of eating sugar. Third tip, read labels. You've got to read labels because sugar is hidden in everything. Stewed tomatoes have a huge amount of sugar. Ketchup, huge amount of sugar. No wonder we have to have that with our French fries. So when you begin to become aware of the hidden sugar, you know that it is sugar that makes you fat. It is not fat. And those things can help you stay on track and realize that there's no such thing as being off a diet or on a diet. If you want to maintain your weight and your health, you need to be attending to your own self-nourishment every day, every day, every day. One more thing, gluten in wheat is something that tends to put on weight after the age of 50, so you might try, at least for a month or so, going gluten-free and see what happens. Thanks for listening. This is Dr. Christiane Northrup. If you have any other topics you'd like me to discuss, please let me know by visiting my website, www.drnorthrup.com. I also invite you to join my online community, the Women's Wisdom Circle. It's filled with information and resources on how you too can adopt a healthy, brilliant, vibrant lifestyle at any age.
The contents of this podcast are for informational purposes only and are not a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified health provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition. Neither Dr. Northrup nor the Hay House Publishing Group is responsible for any adverse effects resulting from your use of or reliance on any information contained in any podcast.